going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday evening. I hope you all are doing well. Hope you all have had a great weekend. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station whenever, wherever. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments of all the great shows here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Go back and listen to your favorite interviews. If you missed these interviews by any chance, Terry Fontenot was on with the midday show with Andy and Randy on Friday at 1, I believe 1:30 it was. So you can go back and listen to that interview. Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. were both on with Dukes and Bell in the 4 o'clock hour. So you can go back and listen to those interviews as well if you missed them. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app, so make sure you download it on your smartphone and on your smart devices today. As promised, I did find the stats that I was looking for you, and I'm going to give them to you right now. 8 has been the magic number over the last couple of weeks, couple of days for the Braves. Really, you could say 8 has been the magic number for the Braves this season. So as I was watching the Braves here now, and we'll give you an update here in just a minute, but the Braves have 8 comeback wins this season. 8 comeback wins this season, and the Braves have also scored more runs in the 8th inning this season with 30 runs in the 8th inning than they've played 8th innings this season. They've played 26 8 innings this season. I guess now 27 because this was from last night's game. But the Braves are now, well, they haven't even played an 8th inning yet this season or this game today because we're in the bottom of the 7th inning right now. But the Braves have scored more runs in the 8th inning with 30 runs in 8th innings than they have played 8th innings with 26. So that is crazy to me, absolutely wild to me. So 8 has been a lucky number so far this season for the Braves. 8 comeback wins this season, and they've scored 30 runs in the 8th inning this season. Again, more 8th innings than they've played this season. So, wild. And we'll see if they can have more 8th inning magic when they come up to bat in the top of the 8th today, because they're going to need it. They did cut the deficit down a little bit for them. It is now 4-3. The Braves are behind the Arizona Diamondbacks, as the Braves are looking for the sweep in this series against the Diamondbacks, this 3-game set. They won the first two, won 8-2. On Friday, 8-7 in 10 innings yesterday in a crazy game. And they are down now 4-3 in this one. It's the bottom of the 7th. There's one out, nobody on, with Aaron Bummer now on the mound in relief. Spencer Schwellenbach had a okay day. Not great, but it was okay for Schwelly. 6 innings pitched, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs. 3 of them were earned. He did give up a homer solo shot. He had a walk as well, 6 strikeouts. So, again, okay day for Schwelly, but definitely could have been better. And I wonder if this is a little bit of a sophomore slump for Spencer Schwellenbach, and if guys are starting to just figure him out just a little bit. And, you know, there is always a time, especially in baseball. I remember when Austin Riley first got in the league, and there was like a stretch where he hit like 7 homers in like 7 games or something like that. It was something crazy. He homered in like 7 games straight or whatever it was, but he was on an absolute tear to start the season. You guys remember that Austin Riley in his rookie year? Well, then you remember what happened after that? He couldn't hit a breaking ball to save his life. And that's because major league pitchers found out, oh, well, he absolutely demolishes fastballs, but he ain't ready for big league breaking balls yet. So they just fed him a whole lot of breaking balls, and he struck out a whole lot. And that went on for a little bit for Austin Riley, but guess what? He adjusted to the major league's adjustment. He adjusted to major league pitching. And now, obviously, Austin Riley is one of the better third basemen offensively and defensively in Major League Baseball. Spencer Schwellenbach obviously had a very good year, very good rookie campaign last year in what, the half season that he was with the Braves or whatever you want to call it. Now that big league hitters got more film on him, have been able to put more eyes on him, they're starting to get to him a little bit more. Well, guess what? Now Spencer Schwellenbach, it's his time to adjust to the adjustment. And we'll see if he's able to do that. And look, Spencer Schwellenbach, by no means, I don't want to act like he's just been getting straight up shelled this season. And it hasn't been that. But he has had some games where he's given up more than we have been accustomed to in the short time we've, you know, had Spencer Schwellenbach here on the big league stage as Braves fans. So, again, I just think it's about him adjusting to big league hitters, adjusting to him. And I think he'll be able to do that, and I think he'll be just fine. So, I did not say all that to say it's time to panic with Spencer Schwellenbach, but he has been struggling just a little bit, and I think part of that is because big league hitters are starting to understand what Spencer Schwellenbach is trying to do to them, and so they've adjusted, and now he's got to adjust to their adjustments. That's all I'm saying. And hopefully the Braves can close out this series with a sweep and get a win. But right now they still got work to do. It is 4-3, bottom of the 7th inning. Diamondbacks are up to bat, and Corbin Carroll, that dude can fly. He just hit a triple. I mean, that dude is fast. I was just watching him run. He was skedaddling. He was getting after it, man. He was going. I mean, I knew he was fast, but like just watching him run and live action just then, dude's got some serious wheels on him, Corbin Carroll does. But we'll see if the Braves and Air Bummer can get out of this jam, and hopefully they can get out of this inning and keep the deficit at just 1. So we'll keep you updated on that game as well. I do, while we have a couple minutes here in this segment, it is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday evening, taking you up until 7 o'clock. I do want to talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs, because the NBA playoffs have been great to me so far this year. They have been great. I know Oklahoma City swept Memphis. Ja didn't play that last game, and he got hurt in what, like the second half, third quarter of that game. He was out most of the second half in game 3. I think if, one, Ja doesn't get hurt in game 3, I think Memphis wins that game. And I don't know what would have happened in game 4, but it obviously would have been a little bit more of a different story if Ja was there. Mind you, Memphis only lost by, what, I think 2 points in that 4th deciding game. So I think it would have definitely been a different story if Ja was there. And, yeah, they only lost by 2, 117 to 115 yesterday for the Thunder to close out the sweep. And, again, Ja didn't play at all. So I think that series would have been even better if Ja wasn't hurt the last game and a half, basically. But either way it goes, even with OKC sweeping the Grizzlies, there were still some good games, including the game yesterday in that series. The one maybe series that hasn't been all that great is the Cavaliers and Heat series, which I kind of expected. The Heat, yes, they were good enough to beat us Hawks, but they were not good enough to keep up with the Cavaliers. The Heat have had that series has had some good moments to where it's been competitive for like a stretch of time, but those games have ended up pretty much being blowouts. 121-100 was game one's final score. 121-112 was game two. And then they beat him yesterday 124-87. I mean, it wasn't even close. He didn't even show up for game three, which is sad because that game was at home and they got blown out. So I expect that to be the only kind of dud series in this first round matchup. But all these other series have been outstanding. The Nuggets-Clippers series? The Nuggets-Clippers series has been phenomenal. Every single game except for game three. I'll give game three. I won't include that one because that game was a dumpster for the Nuggets. Clippers absolutely blew them out 117-83. But other than that game, you talk about game one, 112-110 in overtime. Game two, and now the Nuggets won that one. Game two, Clippers came back and won 105-102. And then yesterday, Jokic hits that crazy shot, that nice fadeaway showing off his amazing footwork. I mean, that series has just, I mean, all those games, again, besides game three, all those games have been cannot miss.
I was going to say, even the game right now between Minnesota and Los Angeles, like right now, that game,
I'm watching it.
104-102.
Yep.
LA's up by 2 points, and Luka and Anthony Edwards are both on their way to going for 40.
And LeBron has been good this game, too. You talk about LeBron and what he's been doing.
He almost has a triple-double.
He almost has a triple-double. Exactly. You literally took the words right out of my mouth, Dom. So, yeah, I mean, and just to go to that series has been good as well. Like Dom was pointing out, that they're in a close one right now and what is a pivotal game for, because, again, Lakers are down 2-1 right now. So if you feel like if the Timberwolves go up 3-1, while the Lakers could come back, it might be a little tough to close out Ant-Man and Julius Randle, who have been playing really well. And you would hate, you know, if the Lakers lose this one to kind of waste really good performances by Luka and LeBron, because they have been balling, just like we were talking about here. LeBron almost got a triple-double. He's got 27, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. Rui Hachimura has had a great shooting night as well. He's 4 for 9 from 3, 8 of 15 from the field with 20 points. Luka Doncic almost got a 40-burger with 38. And then Austin Reeves got a solid 14 as well. So, I mean, that this game has just been really, really good. Fun to watch. I'm watching it right now on the TV in front of me. Anthony Edwards has almost got 42 with 38. Julius Randle's got 25. Jaden McDaniels got 13. So that game, that series has been another series that's been absolutely phenomenal. Knicks and Pistons has been phenomenal too. That's just been a knockdown, drag out, physical fight that I thought it would be. Knicks won that one 94-93. That series probably over now. Knicks went up 3-1, but that's still been a fun series, and I'm still not necessarily counting the Pistons out. I think the Knicks will win it, but I could see the Pistons maybe even forcing 6 on that one. Indiana and Milwaukee has been a fun series. That series will continue tonight. So has Magic Celtics. That's been a solid series. Magic have put up a better fight than I thought they would. Their physicality, their defense has been good. They've done just enough on offense to keep it competitive. And then Pacers-Bucks has been fun, especially with Damian Lillard coming back. So, man, this playoffs has been absolutely phenomenal. Some really good first round matchups, and I am here for all of them. Usually it feels like the first round drags on and you're like, man, can we just get these series over with already? I know who's gonna win. Not this year. This year I've been glued to my TV for every single one of these series. So it's been a fun time. All right. We'll give you an update on the Braves when we come back. And then before we get to Grill and Dylan, I got another question for you, Falcons fans. How you feeling about this year's defense? 404-726-0929 is the number, 404-726-0929. How would you have graded the Falcons' defense last year versus how do you think the Falcons' defense is going to be this year? So a grade you would have gave them last year versus the grade based on how you're feeling about, you know, the Jalen Walkers and James Pierce's of the world, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman Jr., how you feel like the Falcons are going to grade out this year as far as defense goes. We'll take your calls. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. That coming up next here on the other side of the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday evening on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yep. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Sunday evening. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all have had a great weekend, whether it's been productive, relaxing, both, whatever the case may be. I hope you have had a great weekend. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app to listen to the station wherever, whenever, and get your favorite segments, interviews at any time, and listen to all the great shows here on Sports Radio 99 The Game in their entirety whenever you want as well. I thought I was going to have a much better Braves update for you than I do currently. It's not great. Not terrible, but not great. It could have been a lot better. I thought it was going to be a lot better. The Braves had the Diamondbacks with two outs. There were runners at the corners, and it was a 4-3 game. The Diamondbacks were ahead by one, and then a little kind of pop fly that landed right in between Verdugo and Michael Harris in left center field allowed two runs to score for the Diamondbacks, and they are now up 6-3. It is the top of the eighth inning. Rafael Montero came in and got that final out that Aaron Bummer couldn't in the bottom of the seventh inning, but the damage was already done. Diamondbacks get two more runs, and it is now 6-3. The Diamondbacks are ahead, but we are in the top of the eighth inning. And if you miss my eight is the magic number stat for the Braves earlier, the Braves have eight comeback wins so far this season, and the Braves have also scored more runs in the eighth inning, with 30 runs scored in the eighth inning so far this season, than they have actually played eighth innings. They've only played, I guess now, 27 eighth innings in their eighth inning now, but they've scored 30 runs in the eighth inning, and they've only played now 27 eighth innings. So hopefully they can make a little bit of a comeback, but Michael Harris just flew out to left, so not a great start. So there's one out in the top of the eighth, and the Braves are down 6-3. They already have secured, though, the series win, so they would be going for the sweep. It would be nice for them to get the sweep because this game has felt like a winnable game, but those last two runs possibly could have been the nail in the coffin. But we'll see. Braves still got a few outs left to work with here before it is all said and done. But the Braves are down 6-3, top of the eighth inning with one out already here in the eighth. So we'll see if they can find their way back and make a comeback here. I do have a Falcons question for you before we wrap things up here. We'll do a Grill and Dylan on the other side, just a few minutes away from that, 14 minutes away from that, where we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to get into, we can get into it at 6:40, about 14 minutes from now. You want to talk about the Falcons and their draft class? We can get into that. You want to talk about the Braves. You want to talk about Atlanta United, who had a tough loss yesterday, 3-0, losing to Orlando. We can talk about that. You want to talk about the NBA playoffs, which have been very good. And it's how we have a great game. Speaking of the NBA playoffs right now, Timberwolves and Lakers battling out in game four of their first round series. Timberwolves up 1-114 to 113 with about 33 seconds left. Lakers do have the ball. They're down 2-1 in the series. And this is a decisive game four. Minnesota wins. They go up 3-1. Lakers win. They tie the series at 2-2. So it'll be a very fun finish in that one. We'll update that. We'll update you on that one when it goes final. But we can talk about whatever you want to get into at 6:40 again, about 13 minutes from now. But for right now, I do have a Falcons specific question for you, something we talked about earlier. How would you grade the Falcons defense last season? A through F, how would you grade the Falcons defense last season? And based on what they've done in free agency so far this season and in the draft now, how would you grade the Falcons defense going into this season based on what you think this Falcons defense is going to be able to do and what you think they're capable of. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to Suwannee and talk to Bob. Bob, what's going on? How you feeling this Sunday evening?
Hey, Dylan. Hey, it's a pleasure to listen to you in the PM. Usually you are the guy I listen to in the AM.
I appreciate that.
And I got to tell you, I appreciate your enthusiasm at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I try, man.
I'll tell you what, you get me going. I'm trying to get my life together at 5 o'clock, get in the shower, and your enthusiasm at that hour, I just really appreciate that.
I appreciate the kind words, Bob. That, you know, you guys are who I do it for. The people that are getting up and getting ready for work and heading out, I know just like you know, Bob, that is a tough time to be up and operating and trying to get going and get yourself motivated. So I try to help you out in that realm a little bit. So I appreciate you listening, man. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
I love it. You know, I am so enthused about this Falcons draft. And, you know, to answer your question, I got to give that Falcons defense last year an F.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be confused in game 16 or 17 in the defensive backfield. That's a cannot happen.
Absolutely.
But I'm delighted they addressed, you know, unfortunately, I didn't have your enthusiasm before the draft. I'm like, we went to the that draft party and I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to disappoint me here? They did not disappoint. I'm so happy they went out and said, all right, we're going to get rid of next year's first-round draft pick and get the one we wanted this year. They addressed the needs to turn that defense around. And you know what? I think my second thought is let's keep Kirk Cousins because the most important player on the Falcons this coming season is Caleb McGarry. And if he misses an assignment, and God forbid – Penix goes down for a few games, we are going to be the team that needs a quarterback to step in. So let's keep Kirk Cousins just in case Caleb McGarry, who misses assignments, will miss a very important assignment. He missed it when Kirk Cousins got blown up. And let's him just in case we need him for a playoff push.
Hey, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
And that's and that leads to my question. You know, this I don't want to hear anything more about Kirk Cousins. Let's talk about Penix. He is our future. He is the guy that's going to take us to win a Super Bowl.
I'm with you, Bob. And look, that is a great call, Bob from Suwannee. Appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. And I'll be talking to you at 5 a.m. tomorrow sharp as well, too. Shout out to my guy, Bob, for listening in the AM. The regularly scheduled edition of the Hometown Take, you can hear Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. So make sure you check me out there as well. I talk to you on the weekends from time to time. It's just about every other weekend when it's not football season because I do also produce the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network in studio. I am one of the in-studio producers for the Falcons Radio Network. So during football season, I'll do weekend shows, but not when it's the off season of the NFL season, then I'll do weekend shows just about every other weekend so I don't burn myself out too much. But all that being said, Bob makes a couple of good points. Number one, I'll address what he said about Kirk Cousins. When it comes to Kirk Cousins, Bob, I do think the Falcons will end up keeping Kirk Cousins if they don't get the right price for a trade for Kirk Cousins. And let me tell you what I mean by that. What I mean by that is we don't know exactly what the Falcons' price tag is to make a trade for Kirk Cousins when it comes to what these other teams have to pay for, right? We got a report that the Falcons were, you know, apparently asking $20 million or asking teams to pay $20 million of Kirk Cousins, $45 million remaining in guaranteed money, right? You know, even though Terry Fontenot came out and said, you know, that was inaccurate, we really don't know if he was lying, telling the truth. But whatever the case they may be, that doesn't necessarily matter at this point in time. My point is that Kirk Cousins showing up to the voluntary offseason program, showing up to offseason workouts, proves that the Falcons and Kirk Cousins are A-OK with Kirk Cousins being on the roster next season. Kirk Cousins obviously showed up and was just fine, and the Falcons obviously had no problem with it. And that just goes to prove the point that he'll be fine on this roster. he'll be fine on this team. Nobody has any sort of beef with Kirk Cousins. He's not going to be any sort of distraction or anything like that. So there is a very good chance if they don't get whatever they're asking for Kirk Cousins. And I'm not saying that they won't be able to trade Kirk Cousins, but I think the only way at this point in time that they get Kirk Cousins, if a team maybe has an injury two-way quarterback and they get a little desperate and maybe it's a team that feels like they can be a contender as long as they have a good to competent quarterback back there in the backfield. But if they do end up, if a team does end up getting desperate, then they'll maybe more so willing to pay that price that the Falcons are asking for Kirk Cousins. But if that doesn't happen, then I think they're perfectly fine, the Falcons are, with keeping Kirk Cousins on the roster, and I think he will be this team's backup quarterback. So what you said, Bob, could very well end up happening. And if that's the case, to your point, Bob, the Falcons will have the best backup quarterback in the NFL, period. So I do think that could end up being a reality there. But to your other point, Bob, I am happy that the Falcons definitely addressed a lot of these needs as far as the defensive side of the ball. You brought in good competition when you talk about Xavier Watts and you talk about Billy Bowman Jr. as far as guys in that backfield and that back end of the Falcons defense. You brought in guys who can get after the quarterback and will hopefully be efficient and very good at rushing the passer, and Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. And I do feel very good about what this Falcons defense can be and will be going into next season. So, again, very, very happy and just feeling very positive about the Atlanta Falcons right now, what they can be going into next season all around. That Lakers-Timberwolves game just ended, by the way. The Timberwolves getting a big dub coming back because they were down double digits at one point in the second half, maybe even the fourth quarter. They were definitely down by at least at 9 at one point in the fourth quarter, maybe even double digits. But they come back, get the win. Lakers did have a shot in the corner for 3 to tie it at the buzzer as time expired. Shot did not go down. And the Timberwolves, a commanding 3-1 lead over Luka, LeBron, and the Lakers. So the Lakers now facing elimination heading into Game 5. Now it is going back to L.A., but still, it's going to be a tough task for the Lakers to try and come back down from 3-1. And so it ain't gonna be sunshine and rainbows for the Lakers if you end up with Luka, LeBron, and the team they have right now, and you lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So that's going to be a tough pill to swallow. But, man, these NBA playoff series have been absolutely phenomenal. Braves still down 6-3. They do have one out, but there's a runner on first in the bottom of the eighth inning as they try to make their comeback and see if they can get the series sweep against the Arizona Diamondbacks. But when we come back here on Hometown Take, you know what time it is. We do it every Friday on the regularly scheduled edition of the Hometown Take. It is called Grillin' Dillin', where we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to get into, we can talk about. You want to talk about the Braves? We can do that. You want to talk about the Falcons? We can do that. You want to talk about Atlanta United, the NBA playoffs? Whatever you want to get into, we can talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Grillin' Dillin' right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had to let that one ride. Gotta let that one get to its apex, man. Gotta let it get there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews here on a Sunday evening. Just a few more minutes to hang out with you. Done at 7 o'clock, I am, as Master Yoda would say if he was hosting the show right now. Done at 7 o'clock, I am. But Garrett Chapman going to take things over at 7 and hang out with you and talk about, I'm sure, the Atlanta Falcons. I'll probably sprinkle in some Braves. Who knows, maybe even some NBA playoffs on the cusp for young Garrett Chapman as well. But as of right now, you can call me up and you can talk about whatever you want right now on Sports Radio 929 The Game on the Hometown Take. 404-726-0929. We'll get to Grillin' Dillon here in just a minute. And that is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. The Braves down to their final three outs. It is the top of the ninth inning. They do have a nice spot in the order to start a rally, though, Nick Allen kicking things off, who has been hitting fairly well over these past few games, 1-for-3 today. He's getting things started in the 9 spot, and then you have the top of the order up for the Bravos, down 3, 6-3. Top of the 9th inning, just got started for the Braves. Again, Nick Allen up to plate, so we'll see. Next, he just got hit by a pitch, so that's a solid start for the Braves as far as getting a guy on base and trying to get a rally started, though. So we'll keep you up to date on that, and we'll see. Hopefully, this game isn't over by the time I'm off the air, because if this game is over by the time I'm off the air, there's a good chance the Braves didn't have things go their way. Let's say that. But hopefully that game is still going by the time I'm off the air. And if so, I know Garrett Chapman will keep you updated as well. And if you want to talk about the Falcons, their 2025 draft class that we're feeling oh so good about, we can talk about that as well. As, man, I am just so intrigued. I am excited. And there just feels like there is a new fire, a new spark that has been put into this Atlanta Falcons fan base, myself included, when you talk about adding Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. and Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman Jr. to the mix. I mean, even some of the undrafted free agent signings that the Falcons have made and Nick Nash and Kobe Bryant, you even feel good about those guys. And the one thing that this Falcons defense has a lot of competition. When you talk about guys going to have to earn their spots, when you talk about playmakers, impact players, now you talk about Leonard Floyd, Jalen Walker, hopefully Braylon Trice, James Pierce Jr., Arnold Ebiketie hopefully can take that again, that next step. When you talk about at linebacker, hopefully Troy Anderson can stay healthy. Hopefully Divine Diablo, who we got this offseason in free agency, can end up being a good signing for us. And then you talk about in the backfield in the second half, we obviously got A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates already, but then you talk about adding in Xavier Watts. You talk about adding in Billy Bowman Jr., who are both ball magnets, interception machines. When you talk about those guys bringing competition to the safety room and the nickel room, because we know Billy Bowman is going to be a guy who plays that nickel spot for the Falcons. And how is he going to bring some competition to D. Alford and Clark Phillips? So, man, I am just excited about the depth this team is going to have on defense. And obviously with this offense, I'm excited about Michael Penix being in year two, having a full year of Michael Penix, Bijan, Drake London, and maybe, just maybe, Kyle Pitts will show out this year and prove that he was worth the number 4 overall pick. Maybe, just maybe, Michael Penix can unlock and get something out of him, but we'll see. But I'm just really, really excited about this Atlanta Falcons football team. Not only this year, but the future of this Atlanta Falcons football team. Because they are young, we're going to have some hungry guys, and we're going to have some guys that hopefully are going to be around for a while as well. And we got some real franchise players on not only offense, but defense as well. So I just overall, I am really, really excited about what this Falcons football team is going to end up being. So we'll see what ends up happening on that side. But, man, I can't wait to get this season started now. But we do have some other things before, obviously, training camp and things like that get started. We do have the schedule release coming out. That schedule is going to be released next month. So we'll see what the Falcons schedule looks like, and will we be able to play the timeless game of, oh, they're going to, you know, win this game in week 1, lose in week 2, then they'll go on like a 3-game winning streak in week 3 because they're playing these teams. So we'll be able to play that game and do all those sorts of things. But it's going to be a fun time, and it just hopefully feels like we are starting a new, fresh era of Atlanta Falcons football right now, and hopefully with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot at the helm for a long time. Because look, I'm going to say this, and we'll get to Grillin' Dillon here in just a couple of minutes, but I'm going to say this. I really hope the Atlanta Falcons make the postseason and perform the way that they have the potential of performing, because even though Terry Fontenot did have a spectacular draft, I think we can pretty much all agree on he had a very, very good draft. what he gets judged on is what happens this season. And if the season results aren't what they are supposed to be as far as making the playoffs, getting however many wins, there's no guarantee that Terry Fontenot's going to be here after this upcoming season if the Falcons don't, again, reach those goals when you talk about wins and making the playoffs and things of that nature. So, you know, we all feel good about it now, but you just hope that it translate to, again, finally a postseason appearance that the Falcons haven't had in, what, the last 7 years? So you just hope it translates to that so Terry Fontenot can keep doing things like he did, you know, this past weekend and these past few days in the NFL draft. So you just hope that it what he has done, the good, you just hope the good he has done these last few days translates to getting W's and making the postseason next year for the Atlanta Falcons. But we shall see. The Braves, I will give you an update. They are down to their final out. They had runners on first and second. Nobody out. Austin Riley hits into a crucial double play. So the Braves are down to their final out. But they did have a runner on third. But Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, did just get hit a double, an RBI double. So it is 6-4. And the tying run is coming to the plate in Matt Olson. But again, Braves working with two outs. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Let's go ahead, without further ado, get into something we call Grillin' Dillin'. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movies, life, sports. You want to talk about the Braves? We can get into that. You want to talk about the Falcons? We can do that. You want to talk about Atlanta United, the Hawks, the NBA playoffs? We can do all of that right now on Grillin' Dillin'. The phone lines are open. Again, the phone number if you want to get in the game, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines and talk to, I believe, is this Mr. Yo, one of my favorite 92.9 The Game listeners.
Well, good afternoon on a Sunday, brother. How
you doing? What's going on, Mr. Yo? How we feeling on this Sunday afternoon, evening?
I'm ecstatic. I'm sitting here and I'm just vibing. I'm like, Atlanta is doing a thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? Everybody's happy Atlanta United because I need to really talk about Rob Valentino, but I'll leave that for another call.
Yeah.
Let's have a real honest conversation about what's happened. Terry Fontenot has come in and changed the fortunes of the Falcons. We have an offense that people are scared of.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally focusing their whole draft around stopping their offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back this year and says, you know what? I'm about to go ahead and slaughter your quarterback. Because you know what? That's going to be fun. Because we're tired of not being able to get off the field on third down. We're going to destroy your team. And you know what? Everything is going fine until some random moron decides that he needs to put out some stupid thing. I swear to God, if you guys try to kill my joy anymore, I am going to stop grilling my pork butts. I can't yet. I got another 8 hours. But still, I'm going to have to take time to call Grilling Dylan and say, bruh, y'all better stop trying to step on my damn joy because this is Atlanta. We do things better. And by the way, young man, Mr. Jax, if you're not going to be able to represent the city of Atlanta better than that, brother, you might as well leave now. You're 21. Get out your daddy's house. Talk to you, Dylan.
Mr. Yo, coming in with the fire, man. Woo, Mr. Yo was fired up. Hey, I knew Mr. Yo was going to bring it. I didn't know to what extent, but Mr. Yo was on full tens, man. Look, like I said, it was a very bad mistake by Jax Olbrich, the son of Jeff Olbrich. And if you haven't heard the news, you've probably seen it by now. Jax Olbrich has come forward. He was the one indeed in that video. If you haven't seen it on social media, it is on social media. He prank called Shedeur Sanders after you know, accidentally stumbling upon his number from Jeff Olbrich's iPad that had Shedeur Sanders' exclusive draft number on it, and prank called Shedeur Sanders. He came out and apologized for it. He put out an apology and a statement on Instagram. The Falcons put out a statement as well And so, yes, it was a bad mistake. The Falcons, according to Adam Schefter, are not going to take any action towards Jeff Ulbrich. So, hopefully, after a couple of days, this whole thing can just go away. There have been other prank call incidents before. Just last year, Cooper DeJean got prank called. The only difference is, in the past, Mohamed Sanu even came out and he admitted he got prank called. So this is not the first time somebody has been prank called. This is the first time there has been a video attached with it. And in the area of social media, it is just that much more magnified what happened. So this isn't the first time this has happened. But in this era, obviously things are more magnified with social media and there was a video to go along with it. So all that. Look, Jax made a terrible mistake. He made a bad mistake. He shouldn't have done it. All those things. But at the end of the day, I'm ready to move past it because, again, like Mr. Yo said at the beginning, there's just been so much joy and so much good that the Falcons have done in this draft that I don't want this gray cloud, this black guy, this sore spot to become the overlying story over the whole draft and over what everything the Falcons did. So that's my takeaway from it. But, you know, I feel Mr. Yo's frustration. I really do. I really, really do. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Unfortunately, I do have a final score to give between the Braves and the Diamondbacks. 6-4 is the final. Diamondbacks do get the series finale. But the Braves do win the series and now have won 3 series in a row. So that is the good news. But the Braves couldn't get this one, unfortunately. Did have a little bit of a chance at the end. Tried to get a rally going at the end, but couldn't get it done. So I appreciate y'all tuning in. Appreciate all the calls. Garrett Chapman coming up next. I will talk to you guys tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. sharp. Beat Arab Square. Until then, Garrett Chapman coming up next here on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.